Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your financial, realty, and business opportunities. Hello, Think Big listeners. How are you? Today we have an exciting show. This is Coach Dion. I'll be hosting the show tonight with also co-host Big. Big, are you there?
Hey, how's it going, Coach Dion?
It's going great. We were having difficulties in the beginning. So I'm like, oh, I can't get Big in, but I seen you there. So welcome to the show, Big.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Today we have a really, really great show. The guy that we are interviewing today, Mr. Gerald Jennings out of Detroit, is a really, really great friend of mine. He's helped me promote my business in the way that I love promoting it, which is through radio commercials and advertising and marketing. And he does such a fantastic job. I've had numerous of people give him a call, and he's done commercials for them. And we'll be playing those commercials for him that he's done today. So Daryl Jennings has been in the radio media arena for 25 years. And some of his commercials and production work still makes people smile, and they're great. And he knows what he's doing, and he's very professional at what he does. Daryl, we want to welcome you to Think Big Radio. Are you there? Daryl. I have him unmuted, so hopefully he's able to come in soon. I have that he's on air. Daryl Jennings, are you able to hear me? If not, you can actually hang up and give us a call right back, and hopefully you'll be able to come online. For our listeners listening tonight, if you have any questions that you want to ask Daryl as far as marketing your business through radio commercials and through the media, you can go ahead and give us a call on our guest line at 718-664-9989. Again, that number. Yeah.
Why don't you play your commercials so that they can have an example of some of his work?
Oh, absolutely. I was going to do that. He just called back in. Let's see if we can get him on now. Gerald, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Not a problem.
Yeah, sometimes Blog Talk Radio gets stuck, so we have to hang up and call right back. But we hear you clear. And we know that you're still at work. So.
Yeah.
So we're so happy you could join us.
Good.
So you're out of Detroit. What radio station are you on in Detroit?
I'm at the Radio 1 radio stations. There's actually three of them here, 1200 AM, 102.7, and 105.9.
Wow.
And what
before
type of music is it?
So far, let you get your information out. How can people reach you?
How can they reach me? Well, I've got an email address. It's Daryl Jennings. That's Darryl Jennings 1961 at yahoo.com.
That's Daryl Jennings, Darryl Jennings 1961. Yeah. 1961 at yahoo.com.
That's it.
Absolutely. And, Daryl, you know I'm just such a huge fan of your work, of course. I probably would not have anybody else put my business out on the radio and marketing and media unless it's your work.
Well, coming from you, that's very flattering.
Yeah, you are totally great. And later on in the middle of the show, we're going to play a couple of those commercials. Brown Sugar Radio actually just emailed me her commercial that you've done with her for her.
Okay.
So we're going to play that one also. I uploaded that. So we get a chance to listen in.
Okay, sounds good.
Now, Daryl, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised here in Detroit, Michigan. Still live here. I love the city. Don't believe the hype. I love Detroit. I went to school at Wayne State University. I've been in radio since 1984, and it's a wonderful field to be in.
I can tell that you enjoy being in that field, but did you always know that's one of the things that you wanted to get into?
You know, I really didn't know I wanted to get into radio until maybe my junior year in college. I had a college professor who just made radio seem like it was just the best thing in the world. So I took a couple college courses and enjoyed it.
Enjoy. And so what exactly do you do for the radio?
I do a lot of voiceover work. I do a lot of production, which is basically mixing various sounds, music, sound effects together. I also work in the traffic department, which is not like street traffic. It's basically radio traffic, which is, you know, scheduling commercials and, you know, scheduling what time of the day they come on.
Okay, so, Drew, you have an absolutely magnificent voice. I always hate my voice, right? And people say, oh, you got a voice, and then I have the nerve to get into a field where it requires me to talk to a huge group of people. But with your voice, I always say, Drew, I want your voice on my radio because you have the perfect voice.
No.
Did you have to work to get your voice like that? Because I know some people have to work to get their voice to sound a certain way.
Well, I didn't necessarily have to work to get my voice to sound this way. It just happened naturally. And frankly, I don't think I sound all that good, but a lot of people say I do. And, you know, a lot of people look at me and they say my voice on the radio doesn't match the way I look because I'm a little short, skinny guy.
Yeah, you have this huge, deep voice. That's right. You are. And also, Daryl, so do you do a lot of the commercials for the radio stations that you're on? You know, because we know a lot of personalities. Because you're not a personality on the radio, right? You work behind the scenes.
Well, in my career, I have been a radio personality, but currently I'm pretty much behind the scenes. You know, different management requires different things from different employees, and I'm not going to get into that, but we're in the one of those.
Okay. And so when businesses want their radio commercials played on the radio, do sometimes the people in your office say, Daryl, we want your voice on this radio, and then you create the commercial for them?
Yeah, I pretty much do it like that. And excuse me, I'm just not getting over cold. Sometimes the sales people will request my voice or some of the other production guys' voices around here. And we go in the studio, there's a digital editor in here, we edit the commercial together and put it on the air.
Now, when did that become your passion? When did you realize, you know what, this is something that I want to do and you know, make a living from?
Well, like I said, back when I was in college, and there was a show called WKRP in Cincinnati.
Right. That was-
and I don't know if a lot of people remember that, but I was a Venus flytrap aficionado. I love that man. And I wanted to be just like him, and he was one of the, I guess, one of the major influences in my life, my career.
Excellent. So you do have a passion for this work.
Yes, I do, absolutely.
We're going to pause for 1 second and play one of your commercials. One of my favorites that you've done for me. And we'll talk about how you and I created this. I remember when I called you up and said, oh, I need this. And sure enough, true to form, you did a couple of them for me. So we're going to do more than one. But this is one of my favorite ones from you.
Okay.
You are listening to Think Big Radio.
Honey, we need to hurry. I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined Dee's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that I...
Yeah, those jeans.
Oh, my.
I told Lisa about Dee's Life a month ago, and she had to get last-minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses Dee's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about Dee's Life.
Cool. How about we come home after the ceremony, and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You crazy.
Join now and get 50% off Dee's Life Detox Program. Call 888-225-1929 or log on to www.dslifenow.com.
Welcome back to Think Big Radio, where our guest tonight is Mr. Durrell Jennings out of Detroit, Michigan. And Durrell is in the radio and media arena. And that was one of his commercials for my personal business that he did for us. I love that commercial, Durrell.
Well, thank you.
And I just want to tell everybody, that was you and your wife.
That was my lovely wife, yes.
Yeah, who also happens to have the best voice ever.
She's not, she's not even in radio. She's in the newspaper business.
Wow.
Wow. And you guys did such a great job.
Well, thank you.
My question is, when someone decides that they want to, you know, have their own commercial about their business, what do they go about doing? I mean, once they contact you, what's the first step?
Well, the first step is, again, to contact me. Tell me exactly what you want in a commercial. Not exactly, but give me a general idea of what you want to sell. And I'll talk to the client. We'll get a little preliminary script together. I'll produce the commercial. I give them a call. Play it over the phone, and if they like it, or if they want some changes, I can change it, and if they like it, I'll email it to them, and piece of cake.
It is just that easy, because I actually called you and was like, I don't know what I want, but this is what I do. And you and your wife, you guys came up with that particular commercial, and after I heard that, I'm like, oh, that's perfect. Okay, so let's do something else with this, you know, and it was so great. He is very easy to work with.
Oh, shucks.
and very creative, Durrell. Very creative.
Thank you. I try.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you a question. By you being in the radio and the media as long as you've been there, how effective is radio marketing for businesses?
I would think radio marketing would be the best marketing tool available. I mean, because there are so many people who listen to the radio more so than read the paper. TV, there's a limited amount of commercials you can air. But radio, I mean, you can be on radio 24/7.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're in the business of making commercials for, you know, consumers and businesses, and, you know, your pricing is, you know, pretty reasonable. Do you have a commercial for yourself?
I do have a commercial for myself, and I said I was going to email it to Dion, but thanks to Dion sending me so much business, I've been so busy I haven't had time to do it yet. So as soon as I get it together, I'll email it to her, and if you guys want to play it on your station, I'd be very grateful.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I got to say, you know, to advertise on the radio can get really, really pricey. And,
yeah.
But, you know, we advertise on our own shows, of course, Blog Talk Radio. You can go to other different radio commercial, you know, stations and say, you know what, I have a commercial, do you mind playing it on your radio and stuff like that, and it's totally free. Like, I play other people's commercials that you've done on my show for them, just to help advertise their business, and it's an inexpensive way.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
Yeah, we look forward to having all of your commercials being played on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I look forward to working with you, and I look forward to having you display my work. I love it.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to play another one of your commercials that you've just done for Brown Sugar Radio, who's also has a really, really great show. She has tons of listeners, and her show is just growing every single moment. And she wanted to create a commercial for her show. So you just did this for her too, right?
I'm sorry?
You just completed this for her today?
I did a program open and a close for, I think, last weekend, and I'm still working on a commercial for her.
Well, she sent me this, and we'll go ahead and play this, and then we'll talk about how you developed this for her.
Okay.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
Wow, that was pretty hot.
You know, although that commercial was very, very good, that wasn't
you
my work.
You didn't do it. And you know what? As it was playing, I thought about it. He didn't finish our commercial for her. That wasn't yours, was it?
No, it wasn't. But it was
the radio just got some extra advertising from us. But that was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it was. And actually, I was working on a commercial, and I'm doing her commercial pretty much the same way you and I work together. She feeds me ideas. She sends me audio via the internet, and I mix it together.
Cool, yeah. That's awesome. And more to that, too, when somebody wants to advertise their business on the radio, I'm sorry, I have a small cough, too. When somebody wants to advertise their business on the radio, how do they go about doing that? Sometimes, like, do they already have to have someone like you in hand, already have the commercials played, or do they just contact the radio and say, yeah, I want to advertise with you? Or how does that whole arena go?
Well, most radio stations have a team of salespeople, and they normally contact the client, and they normally get all the information before I do.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll get the information from the client, and a lot of the salespeople write up their own commercials. And they'll pass the scripts on to me, and then that's when I produce it. But because I'm a freelance producer, I'm not necessarily affiliated with any station specifically. So I can do work for just about anybody, even though I do work for Radio 1 in Detroit. But the freelancing is a separate business altogether. So basically what you do, if you want me to help you contact a radio station, I can put you in contact with just about any station in Detroit and maybe across the United States. I would then talk to the salesperson, get all the details, and pass all the information back to you. And I'd probably create the commercial the same way you and I, Coach Deanna, have produced one before.
So why don't you give your contact information out once more so our listeners
okay.
know how to get in touch with you?
Actually, let me give you my cell phone number as well. Cell phone number is 313-617-4685.
Okay.
And I normally don't answer calls after 10 o'clock Detroit time. I am married. And my email address is Daryl Jennings, still getting over this call, DarrylJennings, 1961 at yahoo.com.
Great. Daryl, now, you know, here at Think Big Radio, we always, you know, encourage our listeners just to step outside the box, do what it is they love doing, and, you know, think big, right? And so one of the things we always ask our guests is, what's one of the challenges that you face in really doing what it is you love doing? And you just broke through that challenge, and now you are where you are, where you're at, loving what you do.
Well, the biggest challenge is, I've actually got two. I am a black male with a disability. I walk on crutches. And when a lot of people see somebody walking on crutches, they don't automatically assume that he has a talent that he can contribute to society. But hopefully I've proven them wrong because I've been in radio 25 years. Also, being a black male, I'm not sure what it's like across the rest of the United States, but in Detroit, it's kind of racially polarized here, and not a lot of African-Americans are working at Caucasian stations and vice versa. It's kind of polarized in Detroit.
Really?
Yeah. So you
have
to.
And how are the black airways there? How are the airways there with the black stations?
It's extremely competitive, And I've noticed that over the 25 years that I've been in radio, it's going from mom-and-pop radio to corporate-run radio. So basically, whereas we used to be employees, maybe sometimes family members, now we're just numbers. So it's a tough business to stay in.
Wow, but outside of all of that, you still have dedicated 25 years into it.
Oh yeah, I've been extremely blessed. I've spent very little time unemployed. As anyone who's been in radio knows, you can have a 2-page resume in 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been blessed enough to be employed most of my career.
That is really great. That's really great. Now, there's an expansion because, you know, even though you're a freelancer, what's the name of your own? Do you even have a name for your production company?
Yeah, my production company is Out of the Box Productions. I haven't gotten it, registered yet. I'm about to get it registered sometime within the next couple of weeks. And it's tentatively an Out of the Box production.
Okay, and do you plan to expand it to more than just radio?
Yeah, I do some video. I'm kind of experimenting with that. I had most of the production I do on my computer at home. Excuse me. And I had a laptop, but the laptop kind of met its demise a few months ago. And the laptop had some video editing software on it. So I did edit a couple projects for I think I did one for the AIDS Foundation and one for the Lupus Foundation. A couple of videos.
A video, like a commercial that they air on television.
Well, it wasn't a television commercial. It was kind of a video they'd air to help raise funds for their particular charities.
Uh-huh.
And they were in, I think one ran like 5 minutes, the other ran close to 7 minutes.
Now I have something new to work with you on.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely. So, Daryl, we're going to play another commercial that you've done for me. It's the newest one for my detox program this year. I called you, Daryl, the new year's coming around. I got a new program. I need a dime. What to do? I had a vision. This is it. And just like magic, I sent him a one, like, paragraph on exactly what I wanted, and he got it done. And here it is right now. And you are listening to Think Big Radio.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you've made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's Life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's Life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com. And join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started. So we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join Dee's Life Detox Program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.
Welcome back to our listeners, where our guest is Mr. Daryl Jennings. Daryl, love it. When I first hit, I'm like, "Don't, that's perfect. That's it."
You know,
so
what
I
like,
you
like? What
yeah.
I like is that you can reach every genre. I mean, you have commercials for the hip, the upcoming. You have commercials for the middle age, and then older age.
Well, I try. Even though I'm an old man, I'm 46, but I try to reach every genre. Okay, bless your heart.
76-year-old, you might be a little old.
Might be. So, Daryl, for our listeners, tell us exactly what your company can offer their business.
My company can offer any business exposure to whoever wants to listen, and it can tell anything and everything about your product that you want other people to know. My prices are extremely reasonable. Depending on how much work what my workload is like, I could do the commercial in less than a week.
Wow. That's a good turnover.
That's excellent. We have a caller from the 702 area code. We're going to bring that caller in. They may have a question.
Okay.
Caller from the 702 area code. Are you on?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? It's Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar.
What's going on, Dale?
Not much. I'm working on your commercial. I'm at work now, but I'll get it done by Saturday.
Don't worry about it. Take your time. Take your time. I just wanted to call and show some love to this brother right here because he does excellent work. What's going on, Big and Coach Dion? Y'all know I love Think Big Radio.
And we love Brown Sugar
Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to support y'all, tell y'all y'all doing a great job, and I absolutely love Dale's work. I've heard several commercials he's done for Coach Dion, and he's doing some work for me, and most definitely I wanted to just give you your props tonight.
Well, I'm speechless. You got anything to say, Daryl?
Yeah? Uh-oh. Did we lose him?
I think the compliment was so much he's trying to catch his breath.
Well, y'all know I love y'all, and definitely I just wanted to call in and support Think Big Radio, and y'all always got Brown Sugar Radio's back, and I want to certainly exchange the love. So y'all keep doing what y'all do, and let Daryl know that whenever he come back, bless his heart, that I said I really appreciate everything he's doing as well for my show, in addition to the other shows that he's working on.
Okay, so I take it that we may have lost Daryl. Are there any other callers on that may have questions or anybody in our chat room, Coach Dion?
Uh-oh, did we lose Coach Dion too?
Well, I guess this is the Brown Sugar Think Big section of the show.
I was sitting here waiting. I'm like, is anybody going to talk? Oh, no. But you know, it's all good. We're going to keep it rolling how we do. I guess we must have lost both of them.
Well, until we get them back, why don't you let everybody know what's going on with your show this week coming up, Brown Sugar?
Oh, absolutely. This week is dedicated to health, beauty, and fashion on Brown Sugar Radio. And next week, let's see, this Tuesday, I have Casey, who's a celebrity makeup artist, and
okay,
she'll be teaching us some beauty tips. And then I have on Wednesday a top runway model. She's the model here in the United States and in Paris. And she's also a spokesmodel for Brown Beauty Cosmetics. And her name is Valicia Hills. This Wednesday, she'll be teaching us fashion tips.
Okay, I'm definitely going to be sure to listen in on that show. We've got a couple of big people coming on Think Big Radio this week. I don't have the information right in front of me, so just know there are going to be a couple of big thinkers. Coach Dion, are you there yet? All right, well, I guess, Brown Sugar, you have any closing remarks? Maybe it's just me. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You've heard Mr. Daryl Jennings tonight. He's left his contact information numerous times, the first part of the show, the middle, and the end.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Big.
Can you hear me, Big?
Yes,
this is Daryl.
Okay,
Mr.
I think
Jennings,
you asked me earlier.
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I'm back too.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Coach
Dion, you there?
Yes.
All right. I don't know what happened there, but I was just about to end the show.
Now, that's
it all
radio
ended
for
us.
You.
That's radio for you, huh?
Exactly.
Well, Daryl, thank you so much for joining our show. Brown Sugar, thank you so much for calling in. You were actually saying something when we all lost calm.
Can you
hear me? Yeah, Brown
Yeah, Coach Dion, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I think I got lost. Yes, I was I don't know what part Daryl heard or not, but I was basically stating how I just appreciate the effort and, you know, the dedication that you put to enhancing so many of these different shows. And, I mean, the work that you're doing for Coach Dion as well as myself, I absolutely, you know, just appreciate it because it seems like it's something that you're very talented at and not very many people can certainly be as creative as you are, you know. And so I just appreciate you know, the effort that you've put into enhancing our show, most definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely, Daryl. Thank you.
Oh, she's talking about me? I thought you were talking about you.
It's very professional, you know.
Oh,
and,
well, thank you.
The quality of your work is just outstanding. I just had to show you some love on this evening.
Oh, y'all gonna give me the big head in a minute. did you get the? I wanted to ask Brown Sugar, did you get the last two emails I sent you?
Yes, I did. I sure did. And I responded to them today. I've been behind on my emails. But
okay,
really,
I haven't had a chance to check mine yet either.
Yes, okay. I enjoyed it. And I just wanted to let the listeners know that certainly, you know, you are definitely a force to be reckoned with in the radio world. And I just wanted to show you some love because you do excellent work.
Oh, well, bless your heart.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in, Brown Sugar. We appreciate it, and we do appreciate you, Daryl Jennings, for the work that you've done. Each 25 years in the media says something about you and your work out of the box production, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Again, if you have a radio station or you have a business that you would like to promote in the radio media or any other type of form that you need assistance with, Mr. Jordan Jennings out of Detroit, Michigan, can assist you with that. His contact information is Daryl Jennings, DarrylJennings, 1961 at yahoo.com. He's very efficient. I've worked with him for almost 2 years now. It's just been exciting, and my business has expanded because of his work. So we're going to be ending the radio star segment today. We want to thank you again, Daryl, for blessing us with your presence.
Well,
and
you.
Being and thinking big and, you know, standing big in the world, doing what it is you love to do, which
well,
is assisting other people.
And then before we let you go, we just want you to share your phone number once again, and then anybody you'd like to thank, and we'll wrap this up. Because I know you're at work, and we really appreciate you taking this time out from your busy schedule to let all these other big thinkers know that you're a big thinker.
Well, not a problem. I'd like to thank all of you all, Dion, Brown Sugar, and Mr. Big, and thanks for the exposure. I want to thank my lovely wife who helps me out with my work a lot. I try to help her out with hers. And, of course, thank God.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you so much. He wants you to give out your number one more time for our listeners who's going to be your client. So.
Okay. My cell phone number once again is, grab a pencil and paper. It's 313-617-4685. And my email address is DarrylJennings1961@yahoo.com.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Thank you. Think big, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.